Okay, very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Bats, Commander-in-Chief, TipTV.co.uk. The date, Tuesday the 21st of October. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Can we just have a quick look at the FTSE 100? Because obviously everyone came in Monday expecting it to rally. Obviously it sank. What are you thinking here, Zach?
Well, the key issue is 63.16 was a 2013 support. That was the low. And we're just bumping against that, really. We've had 3 days where we failed towards that level. We need to break through 63.20, really, to be a credible. Otherwise, this is just a dead cat bounce.
So
at the moment we need to get above that 63.
Lots of data out this week, Louise.
Yeah, we've got US inflation numbers tomorrow. Later today we've got September US house sales numbers, quite important for the recovery of the US housing market. We've got, of course, third quarter UK GDP Friday, very important number.
Yep.
And we have the Monetary Policy Committee minutes on Wednesday as well. So an awful lot of data to digest. And what is interesting, I think one of the reasons why markets have come down is fears about global growth. Today we had results from Intercontinental Hotels Group, which is, you know, hotels are very cyclical business.
Yep.
And Intercontinental clearly operates all over the world. Excuse me. And they posted their biggest quarterly rise in room revenue, RevPAR we call it, in more than 2 years. And it's basically fueled by growth in all four of its regions.
Okay.
So when the world is talking about slowing growth, actually that's not the message we're getting from Intercontinental Hotels with its quarterly numbers today. And in the FT today, Andrew Sentence, formerly a Monetary Policy Committee member, says the same thing. Might have a little bit of a wobble in the German data, but actually, economically, things are still on track and expect the global recovery to continue.
Right.
And that's
You've heard it from Louise Cooper as well.
Can't argue with that.
Right, we're going to take our first break, and I'm going to leave you two on the soapbox. I'm really, really looking forward to being in the audience for this because, Louise, you've written a big piece in the Times today about foreign exchange trading. Is this a personal passion of yours, or why did you choose that subject?
Well, there was a great statistic out last week from the French financial regulator that said 90%, 9 out of 10 retail traders,
yep,
so individuals trading foreign exchange, lost money.
Okay.
And they lost a lot of money, something like 10,900 euros. All I'm doing, and that's what I've looked into. Please learn what you're doing if you're going to trade.
Right.
Come to Moose and watch Teak TV or go through. Don't bet with what you can't afford to lose and learn to do it properly.
We've heard that before somewhere, Zach, haven't we?
Yes.
Right, so you two are on the soapbox. I'm going to disappear for 20 minutes because then you're doing an interview with Mr. Charles Elliott, partner and founder of Inflection Point Investments. Now, that's a technology thing. And then I'll be back at 10.